T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As the Cardinals get ready for opening day, they know who their center fielder will be. It is Tyler O'Neill, who won 2 gold gloves out in left field. Now he gets a shot at center field. In spring training, O'Neill was out for a while because of the World Baseball Classic. He performed for Team Canada.
Yeah, man, it was so fun out there. Just so honored to be able to represent my country again on a global stage. Just a different sense of pride out that way. It was a great time out there. We got a couple wins. Baseball Canada showing goods, a lot of young talent, and again, I'm just fortunate to be a part of it.
Just to be representing your country, to be playing also at a high level where there's adrenaline, there's a lot involved, that had to be helpful.
No doubt. Yeah, it was very, very intense ball games out that way. Playoff environments, the fans are into it. Us players, we are 100% invest into every game, every pitch. Just so fun to play those types of ball games. Again, just thankful for that opportunity and ready to move forward and get ready for opening day now.
How do you see things shaping up? Let's first talk as a team. How do you see this team?
We got all the tools in the basket that we need. We got a great looking offense. Being able to sign Wilson there is going to add a lot of depth in our lineup. Our pitching staff is always so solid along with our defense. So, it's just a matter of time before we put it all together, and I'm excited to see what we can do over 160 games. It's going to be a lot of fun.
What about for you? How do you see your role as you move forward here in 23?
Yeah, I spent a lot of hard work this year, living in St. Louis and using the knowledge and the depth of our training staff here, and just being able to get my body as ready as I can be coming into the 23 season. I'm feeling great. Like you said earlier, Tom, playing in the WBC was such a good experience, and I feel like I'm in a good spot mentally with my approach and where my body's at physically. I'm just excited to stick with a good routine and just ready to rock on opening day.
You help this team in a variety of ways, and let's talk about those real quick. First, at the plate, how do you see yourself as a hitter? You do have that great power, but how do you approach it?
Yeah, I understand who I am and what kind of hitter I profile as. It's not trying to get away from that. I want to be aggressive in my approach and stick with my game plan, making sure I'm doing my homework and understanding pitchers' tendencies and what they're trying to do to me up there, and obviously understanding who's behind me wherever I'm hitting in the order. So, there's a lot of learning process involved in that. It's been a crazy couple years for me, and I'm just excited to put it all into fruition and wrap it all up, and just trust the work ethic that I've put into this offseason in St. Louis, and let it go from there.
Tyler, you also have great speed, but speed isn't just the biggest thing on the base paths. You also have to be smart and have to be a decision maker. How do you see yourself as a base runner?
Yeah, no, I mean, I can be a threat out there. If I'm needed to steal a bag or two, I have that ability, of course. But like you said, it's about being smart, understanding the situation, understanding where we're at in the game, understanding the situation, understanding how I'm feeling, understanding our scouting reports and the intel that our coaching staff has. Those guys work so hard to put us in the best position to succeed as possible. So, just trying to help this ball club win in any way that I can.
What about in terms of the rules changes, pitch timer, and things like that, and the bigger bases? How do you view all of that?
Yeah, I know it's I'm in favor of all the changes. The pitch clock has really revealed how slow the game has been in recent past. I really saw in the WBC without the pitch clock that they can drag on, the games can drag on a little bit and things can get slow. But things are very quick. The pitch is coming. Thankfully, it doesn't really affect me too much. I don't have too much in between pitch movements. I kind of stand in there anyway, and I'm ready for whatever's coming. So I like all the changes. Bigger bases gonna promote some base stealing. Along with the pitch clock. Shorter distance to run, even a couple inches is a lot in this game, especially at the professional level. So I'm a full advocate for all of it.
This is Gold Glove outfielder Tyler O'Neill, left field. You've won that award. Center field, you can play that as well. How do you see those two positions and how they differ?
Yeah, I've definitely been comfortable in left field the last few years. Like you said, I won a couple of gold gloves out there, and, you know, just really got a feel for my surroundings and, what the ball looks like, different stadiums, how it comes off the bat, righty, lefty, it spins off differently. I had another lick in center field at the end of last season, first time since 18, 19, I think. I love it out there. The ball comes off more trues, a little more ground to cover. Just getting used to how it looks out in the backdrop. It's a big difference being able to get those jumps off the bat. Just like anything, it comes with reps and understanding your surroundings and getting comfortable and sinking my feet in. I'm excited for whatever opportunities come in my way. I'm excited for center field. I'm excited for left field, whatever it may be. I'm up for the challenge, whatever that is, and just ready, willing, and able.
Just a couple quick things left for Tyler O'Neill. The other aspect of being a great player for this team, you got to be a great teammate. And how do you see you all supporting each other in this journey? It is a long journey. You all are really family.
Yeah, it's definitely a long year. Where we get together first couple of days of February and all the way, hopefully until the end of October and into November. So it's a long, long year. Got a long time to understand your teammates, understand their tendencies, their personalities, get to know them, really gel with that chemistry in the locker room. We got a great group of guys here. We're thankfully led by some stout vets. Have had so much success in this league. We've got so much young talent coming up, and you saw the impact that some of those rookies had last year. How great was that to see? Whatever's coming after that. So just so much excitement in this organization. And again, I'm just grateful to be a part of this.
And last thing is you actually inspired me. You and I talked during the pandemic and about your piano playing, and I played growing up, and I stopped for a long time. I started taking lessons again.
Wow.
I started doing it. It is really great. You still play, and how do you keep yourself, how do you keep up on it?
Yeah, I'm an occasional player, nothing serious. Thankfully, my parents got me involved in early age, and I learned in the Conservatory Canada, there's the old timer music and stuff, Beethoven, Bach, and those guys, and just learning the scales and how the keys work and what works together, and then which keys and scales work together. That's really what it comes down to, in my opinion. No, I don't sound too intelligent here, but being able to mesh a couple keys together and feeling what sounds good, and then creating your own rhythm off of that. It's all beneficial and helpful, at least in my eyes. Because in the batter's box, even I have a rhythm in there, and out in the outfield, I have a rhythm out there, just how I'm stepping and how I'm moving, how my hands work, all that stuff. So, it all goes in unison and all meshes together. So, I'm thankful for that ability.
Yeah, well, two things the baseball and piano playing have in common. You got to practice to be good, don't you?
No doubt. It's so tough. And along with this game of baseball, it's such a tough game to score up a round bat and a round ball. But we do it as much as we can, and we have fun with it.
I really appreciate your time. It's great to see you back here. Tyler O'Neill with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
That's Tyler O'Neill, who will start in center field on Thursday. We are 2 days away from opening day. Let's send it back to the studio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.